Roll out!
The only thing worth mentioning at this moment in time is the upcoming super convention on the horizon that combines Action Force, G.I. Joe, Transformers and Masters of the Universe all in one epic weekend at the Jury's Inn Southampton on the 11th and 12th of October. Yes, that's right, roll out, roll call. As the show is only a week away, we are recording a special pre-show episode tonight, as well as a number of mini-episodes over the weekend, culminating in a final briefing after the show has ended. We're like London buses. You wait months for an episode, then a number of mini-episodes come along at once. We are without an important member of the team tonight, because Dave Tree is up to his armpits with preparation for the show. So Eddie and I have taken the reins for this one and procured the talents of some very big deals in the G.I. Joe community. All the way from, well, his car at the moment, we have What's on Joe Mind's very own Mike Irizarry and the incomparable boss-fighting, bandana-wearing SOB, Eric Aranya. How are you guys? And what have you been up to? We're going to start with Mike, actually. Mike, how are you getting on, buddy? What have you been up to?
We just got through our own mega show extravaganza.
Woohoo! How'd it go?
With CoilCon 5, and I think it was a rousing success.
Fantastic.
Our dealers were happy. Our
drug dealers.
Constituents were happy, and we put some money in the bank, and so that's kind of going. That's three for three right there.
That's awesome. I'll put a fake round of applause in there, and like explosions and fireworks and stuff.
And our special guest Eric Aranya was the only one not happy.
I was very unhappy, and nobody did care.
What were you unhappy about?
I had to share a table with Troy McKee, and that talentless hack took up...
Oh,
no,
Troy.
I was there. It was a great, great show, and Troy, I love you. I don't mean that.
Gay!
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry, carry on.
The any holes a goal thing that we were talking about.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, yes.
Brilliant. Let's round it and put it right back in there.
So, Mike, about the show. You were in like a hotel this time, weren't you, as opposed to Front Lawn?
We were. Todd has changed locations up in Kokomo, and while his new store is huge and beautiful and all kinds of good stuff, unfortunately, there's not a big patch of property connected to it for us to accommodate other dealers and all the other stuff that we have going on. So we did go to, we're at the Indianapolis Wyndham, and it's out on the west side of Indianapolis by the airport.
Cool.
We had a humongous ballroom. It looked like somebody was getting married. Which I think in some cultures, Eric Aranya and Troy McKee are actually married now.
Yeah, it was confusing because I was wearing the dress. So, you know.
Only confusing for you.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, yeah, that's cool. Eric's wearing a dress.
Yeah. No one's surprised anymore.
But we did very well with the exclusive packages that we put together.
Awesome.
And you know, dealers were thrilled. I had people asking me the morning of the show to buy dealer space. So if nothing else, I'm encouraged by all this to maybe get a bigger room for it next year. I was afraid we weren't going to fill what we had. And it turns out that we were not big enough.
That's cool, man. I've heard that a few times. Mike.
I have a question.
Yo.
Chris, you're 7'3". When would anybody ever say that? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, there we go.
My question's for Eric. What color dress was it you were wearing?
Well, it wasn't white.
Oh. What else were you wearing?
No, that was it.
Oh.
Just a smile.
And also,
it was
Eric.
Actually just the veil.
Eric, we can actually introduce you now as well. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm good.
What have you been up to?
I just got back from an awesome dress wearing weekend.
How's the hacks thing going? Any updates on that? How are the other guys at Boss Fight Studio?
They are all wonderful. We are, finishing up our hard copies and paint samples for hacks. There will be some ones that will have previously not been seen at Rollout Roll Call.
I'm mad.
Just so you know, you are hitting on Interstate 70.
There'll be a car pileup, like a 50 car pileup.
Probably makes it some sort of international incident.
I just passed an 18 wheeler while you were.
Tell him. No, I'm kidding.
We call it something similar here.
Ironically enough, so was he.
I've passed a few 18 wheelers in my time. That's gross. So Eric, how's
only after visiting the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Finger licking good.
Oh, nice.
Oh God, I feel sick in my mouth a little bit.
Taste of fish.
and guilt and shame.
Taste of fish and poop.
So Eric, can you elaborate anymore, or are you keeping your? Is this like you can't say anything else about the hacks line?
You know he can, because he never does.
Well, you know, I can try.
No, I'm about to start painting Steno and Urail, and hopefully they will both make their painted debut at Rollout Roll Call.
Did I see a Steno on Facebook the other day in hand?
Yeah.
God, she looks incredible.
She's my favorite so far. So
she looks incredible, dude.
No one's allowed to touch her for the paint job, just me. And then no one should touch her after the paint job.
You're giving her a PJ.
I'm coating her. I'm giving her a protective coating afterwards.
Oh my god. We're going to get shut down from the airwaves.
Yeah.
It's all very professional.
Yes.
So yeah, they should be there along with, you know, any of the ones we have painted already will be there as well. Precursed Medusa, the normal Medusa, the Green Snake, the Stone Spartan, the Underworld Warrior.
So cool.
We'll probably also have some Marauder Task Force samples there.
Oh yeah, I saw something posted today as well. Oh my god, that looks amazing.
They look great. We have a set here that we were helping out MJ with, and they're amazing. They're true, like came out fantastic from the factory. The factory he's working with is top notch.
That's
so
awesome. Is it the same factory you guys are working with?
Yes, it is.
Okay, am I allowed to drop kind of bombs like that on you?
Oh yeah, that's fine. So yeah, we're super excited about that, and the other thing I'm working on is as we record this, I am painting sample of Captain Action.
Oh, cool.
So that's what I've been doing for the past day and a half.
That's awesome, man.
They got away.
Yeah, but they'll be back.
And Action Force will be ready for them.
We'll talk about Rollout Roll Call now. Obviously, for Eddie and I, for Eddie, this is probably, you've been to every single one, right, Eddie?
I've been there from the start.
From the initial, which was your birthday treat, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I've only been to, how many have I been to? Two? I'm going to say two. This is my third. Is that right? Or have I made that up?
This one would be your third, yeah.
Yes, I have been three times. Thank you. I thought I'd gone mental.
Where people make the mistake is Roll Out and Roll Call were two different shows originally.
Yeah.
So it's only Dave, Annie, and myself that has actually been to every single show.
Oh, cool. Well done.
Wow.
Yeah.
The originators. This will be my third coming up, so like I'm really excited, and I think I'm doing most of the technical side of things this time, because Dave's worried about it a lot. Mike, you've been before, and as have you, Eric. We'll start with Mike though on this one. It was your first time last year, wasn't it, Mike?
It was.
How did you find it? Was it a good experience for you? What were your kind of highlights?
I'm hard pressed to come up with something that wasn't just outstanding. I had never been out of country before. You know, I'm here in the States. I'm about as centrally located in the States as you can possibly be.
Landlocked.
You know, there's a lot of state in between me and anywhere. But the amazing thing of it was that just the atmosphere there, it didn't feel like I was anywhere different at all.
Well, that's cool.
It was very accommodating, and the show itself was just, everybody was into it somewhere, whether they're into G.I. Joe or they're into Transformers or they're you know, I was in a room with Eric and the Boss Fight guys. They're into their stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just everybody's just everybody who's there is in.
Yeah, that's cool. Eric, same question to you, bud. It was your first year last year, right?
It was my first year. It was also my first time in Europe.
Cool.
We had dragged the whole family, which, you know, because we're insane. And you know, the kids had a great time, and everybody we met, everybody we talked to was great and fun, and even when we were out, like, you know, out about walking around,
yeah,
going to places to eat and stuff, everybody was so nice there. And Southampton was cool.
Even when they were stabbing you and taking your wallet and stuff.
Yeah, even when they took my wallet, they said cheers.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it was very, very polite.
Thank you, man.
I had a chimney sweep altercation. That was like the only negative thing.
That sounds like a euphemism.
Yeah, it was.
Or it sounds like a sex move. The chimney sweep altercation. It sounds like you're experienced in that one, Mike.
Don't ask him about the reverse chimney sweep.
Oh, dear.
We've all done it.
Up
anyway.
The phallus is more commonly known.
Were there any particular things you could maybe give a heads up to for any of the guys going out from the US this time?
I don't know. I think Dave Proctor and I will be offering part two of our Learn the NFL symposium. So you definitely want to be there for that. I believe that's 2 a.m. Saturday. We will be
Oh my god, that sounds great.
At 2 a.m. or with the sixth beer, whichever comes first.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was as soon as we held court for a good half dozen Englishmen. Some who had nothing to do with the show whatsoever.
Yeah.
But finally had somebody around to explain what this crazy game that was showing on big TV was, and they were thrilled. So that's what we're looking forward to the most. Again, that is your host Dave Proctor and myself, American football and you.
I'm looking forward to that one as well. Oh, fantastic!
I get to say Pats as much as possible.
Spartans.
That's Spartans.
Amazing. So who is going from the Boss Fight crew, Eric?
It'll be Andrew Franks and, yep, Dave Proctor and Katrina Cerisarana. They will be the three representatives.
Brilliant.
But at least the good ones are going.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey.
Wow, big hit.
I'm actually very sad that I'm not going.
Well, Fred isn't going either, don't forget.
Fred is not going. So Fred and I will be here in the office.
Kissing.
And, yeah, that too.
Frenching.
We will be starting horrible rumors about everyone else on Facebook.
Do it. Do it. Make some horrible rumors up as well. Some, like, literally career enders.
Yeah.
Like, super career enders. Anyway.
We don't need to make up career rumors. We have, like,
you've already ended it, right?
Stopped at that.
Complete lies. Things like Dave Tree has a full head of hair.
Eddie, it's only a rumor if it's believable.
Oh, poor Dave. He's not here to defend himself. So let's do some more.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
You can see his ball patches from space.
Well, I mean, if he was on, we would use the really nasty jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
As opposed to these mild ones that we've got now.
Oh, man. Oh, Mike, how's all the guys at What's on Your Mind, and who of that crew are coming out?
Well, it would be me and me.
You. And yourself?
Me.
So you are representing What's on Joe Mind.
Yes.
Cool. Is James Kavanagh making it out as well?
Unfortunately, no. James is, as I was an 11th hour ad, James was kind of an 11th hour scratch.
That's a shame.
Like it was for me, it's just a money situation.
Yeah.
It's for some reason, it's much more expensive for us to go to your place than,
yeah,
for you to come to ours. And frankly, it's probably good taste on your part that you're taking the shit out of us. To go there, because I wouldn't want us around either.
Not at all, mate. Not at all. It's a real shame because it's always fun having James Kavanagh, having Gary there as well. And I'd love to see Justin and Chuck make it. Well, Chuck probably would never ever kind of make it. But, you know, to see any of the guys come out, it's always really, we really appreciate it.
We have to ask ourselves the big question. Does England exist outside of his basement?
No. Does anything exist outside of his basement?
What I'm saying is, you know, is England outside of the basement or is it inside the basement?
It's definitely outside.
Are we all a figment of Chuck's imagination?
Yeah, maybe this is Inception. We're a Chuck inside a Chuck.
I was going to say more like St. Elsewhere, but sure. A little American TV joke for everybody playing along at home.
We'll do like a show notes check sheet for them to do that one.
Ed Begley Jr. on IMDb.com.
For your loyalty in the face of adversity, for your courage against overwhelming odds, I hereby restore Special Missions Action Force to full operating status with full military honors.
Okay, Eddie, have you got the list of things happening over the weekend so far, or like guests and stuff like that?
I've got a list of guest names, which, cool. Which Annie has written down.
Oh, thank you, Annie. Annie's going to be there as well, so that's kind of worth
it. With her awesome nails.
And what will be an amazing cosplay, I can imagine, as well.
It's quite hilarious. I have laughed profusely.
Well, if it's anything like Dr. Mindbender last year,
I think it's going to usurp Dr.
Mindbender. Wow.
Wow. That is talk.
Eric, we're going to have to send you pictures, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean of Annie in cosplay.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Not of the inside of my butthole.
Don't you want to see my rusty sheriff's badge, Eric?
Kind of.
I think he just got those saved on his phone anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah, he took them.
I did an anus selfie.
A smelfie.
Yeah. And I was smoking, that wasn't a cigar I was smoking either.
Oh, that's gross. Anyway, go for it, Eddie. Go for the list of people that's going to be there.
Right, okay. So we have Emiliano Santalucia.
Cool.
Larry Hammer.
Amazing.
Eamon O'Donoghue.
Awesome.
James Etock.
Cool.
John Paul Bove.
Brilliant.
Jessica Bradley Bove.
Equally brilliant.
Karen Travis.
Awesome.
And Nick Roach.
Very cool.
Boss Fight Studios, as before mentioned.
Very exciting.
Kat Nicholson.
Cool.
Jason Cardi.
Very cool.
Back to the 80s podcast.
Nice.
Good Leg Toys.
Awesome.
Raging Spoon.
I can't wait to see him again.
Gary Google Search. Or Gary
M. He'll like that, I think.
Paddy Lennon.
Awesome.
A Brian Hickey.
Awesome. We've just done the Total Retaliation book.
Marianne Wright.
Cool.
Is it Ken's Kibble?
Yes.
And Casey Stark?
Yes, it is.
and of course, Mike Irizarry.
Brilliant.
Christopher McLeod.
What?
David Tree.
Yeah.
I run a shop,
The Originator.
Yes, and of course my good self.
Amazing.
We will all be there.
It is quite the list of people involved in these amazing franchises that we love so much. They're all doing great work at the moment, and it's just, you know, it's always a pleasure to be in their company and to get stuff signed. It's great opportunities to talk to these people, to find out, you know, all the processes they go through in creating all of this cool stuff, whether it's toys, comics, cartoons, voice acting, whatever it is, podcasting, Mike, anything along those lines. It's always great to get involved with. So if you haven't already book your tickets, you can go to the Facebook page, Roll Out Roll Call. All the information is there for you to access. You can go on the website at allthecoolstuff.co.uk and you can get pretty much, again, all the information is there for you to, if you want to book tickets. if you want to book exclusives. Now, that's another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about. Raging Spoon has been sending us kind of pictures of the exclusives and stuff coming through. Have you guys seen these yet?
Oh, yeah.
Mike, have you seen them?
Fantastic.
Unbelievable. Like, I am so amazed by what this guy's putting together, and you know, and I can't wait to see these in hand. So you've got
Captain Zargon.
Exactly.
Captain Zargon is amazing.
Captain Zargon has given me a
credit's due. It's what, sorry?
Nothing. Carry on.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I actually became aroused when I saw it. Sexually aroused.
You got a Zargon?
Yeah.
You got a raging Zargon.
I used some of my
Raging Spoon.
That works on so many levels.
It does.
And then also there's the box set as well, which looks just freaking epic.
Unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable. Just, I mean, it's not even so much that, I mean, obviously Tim is a talented guy. Tim can put together five figures, no problem.
Yeah.
The way he captured the essence.
Yeah.
Of Action Force with these five figures, right down to, you know, the writing of the file cards and the code names, and I mean, it's just beautiful. I'm really stunned. I'm just speechless by how great it is.
You know, he worked for a long time on this.
Yeah.
So like people should not, you know, if they're questioning his prices on these, they need to know that he's been working on these since JoCon.
I can tell you the exact date. I'm not going to, but he's been sending me messages basically every single day, and it is just incredible to see the process of, you know, what he's been going through and everything. But also, like, I can see firsthand that, you know, it has taken ages, and he has put so much into this, and it is the unbelievable outcome. Sorry, Eric.
Oh no, like the character choice, the parts choice, everything he did was like spot on perfect. Like it's so good. And he had worked with, you know, he Dave and I shot a lot of messages back and forth, because I had agreed, this is not a boss fight thing. This is me personally putting my personal time. I did the packaging for him on these. But, you know, everything was by his guidance, and everything was, you know, he and Dave and, like, sending me pictures and, like, you know, how do we want to make the file cards look, look, and everything like that. And
well, great work as well, mate.
Thank you. And I didn't have a lot of time to do it, so, you know, that's why, like, on the back of the Hot Jets single card, I, like, cropped the image of Hot Jets that I had on the Action Force poster from last year. And, or the box set. The, like, kind of Action Forces back box set is the old To the Rescue G.I. Joe poster, but I had redone the poster in Photoshop. I think, you know, pulled it into Photoshop and redid all the characters to make them all Action Force-y.
Awesome.
And, you know, but like I said, it was all Paul's idea. Like, this was all Raging Spoon, and it was all, you know, him, and there was a lot of time. He put a lot of time into these. He put a lot of time into the figures, and the figures themselves, some of those figures he used are really hard to get.
I know. Super expensive process.
So it's not...
I'm just going to bust open these lifelines.
I'm going to use all these air tights.
Yeah, that is everything. Yeah, you're just thinking, oh my God. All of those airtight. Well, just to give a few more bits, kind of some basic info as well, the Space Pirate Captain Zargon, which comes in the coolest little box I have ever seen in my life.
Thank you for that, too.
Very, very cool. with all the old school kind of packaging design, the Action Man, all of that stuff, it is absolutely beautiful. And there's also some really nice homages, some nods on there. It's great. Limited edition of 30 of these at the show, so... I guarantee these are going to be going. This is like one of those things where you really are basically just get there on the Saturday, because I'm certainly picking one of these up, and I'll have a day's head start on you MFers. So,
you can buy them all and then scalp them at your table.
Exactly. I'm buying 29 of them, and then... No, absolutely amazing. Purchase of an advanced weekend ticket pass will allow pre-order access ahead of the show to some of these exclusives on a first-come, first-served basis as well. So any pre-ordered exclusive purchases, you can be pick them up at the welcome desk at the show as well. You will be required to show some ID as proof of purchase, and you will be signed for by the individual and issued it at that stage. So just a bit of info on that, Captain Zargon especially. So nice. And I'm looking at some of the pictures of it now. We'll put them on the show notes as well for this show. Absolutely sensational work from Raging Spoon there and Eric Aranya. Awesome, guys. Yeah, so the Strike Team box set, which is just sensational. I just want it now. Again, Raging Spoon has decimated this out of the park. And again, Eric on the box, yeah?
Thank you.
Eric on the box. Whee!
On the box.
Now, this box set contains...
That's what she said.
No, I said it, Mike.
That's what she said.
Oh, I see. This box set is incredible. It includes Eagle, Hot Jets, whee! The Dock, Phones, and for the first time, and something that is very, again, quite close to all of our hearts, Boffin, all in a custom box with tribute artwork for Rollout Roll Call 2015. Again, this is limited to 25 sets. Now, it doesn't sound like many, does it, when you say 25 and 30? It doesn't, but that is a lot of work for one man to do in that period of time that he's had to do it. And it's
a huge undertaking.
Big time, big time. And he's done as many as he possibly can, and they are spectacular.
I believe the last post on his Facebook page was that he was putting together figures 3 hours before he was leaving to get on the plane.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a hustle, right? That's a hustler right there. the Boffin, looking at him, obviously there's the kind of links, obviously, with the special weapons team, the special weapons force, whatever you want to call it. The links with Dave and Bombardier in there too. And, you know, he's standing out to me as quite a cool figure in that set. Do you know what I mean? Like, just to have that kind of quirky aspect to it. Mike, you've seen the set, I take it.
I have.
What's the kind of your kind of standout figure in that kind of Strike Team box set? Are there any that you're really excited to see or have?
I have to say, it's probably a tie between Boffin and Hot Jets.
Cool.
Because, I mean, Boffin, just a lot of work, it looks like, and he's got that kind of distinctive, you know, the white beard. And,
yeah.
And so he's very, very cool looking in his own right. Yeah. But Hot Jets is Hot Jets.
Yeah.
And he's got the name Hot Jets. So he's got that right there puts him close to the top on everybody's list, I think.
Definitely. Eric, what about yourself, bud?
I think for me, it's the Doc. I love that white helmet and vest. It's just awesome. I also like Phones because he has a red AK-47, and that's funny. That's my other favorite thing about the set is the red Uzi and AK-47 that Hot Jets and Phones have. It's so great.
Awesome. Nice touch.
It's very 83 Action Force.
Yeah, big time. And Eddie, you've seen this set, right?
Yes, I have, yeah.
What's kind of standing out for you, buddy?
Probably Boffin and the Z-Force Medic.
Cool.
I would say.
Cool.
Because the Medic, I do love. There's a bit of Z-Force Medic action.
And I'm going to go with Eagle because no one's mentioned him yet.
Because you're a
No, I'm kidding. You know, they are just so good. It is such a cool, cool set. Again, purchase of an advanced weekend ticket pass will allow pre-order access ahead of the show to some of the exclusives on a first-come, first-served basis. Once an advanced weekend ticket pass has been purchased, your account will be upgraded to allow pre-order access to purchase additional pre-order exclusives. Just wanted to throw that out there. I'm sure Dave would have wanted that information out there as well. So that and all of this can be accessed at allthecoolstuff.co.uk and via the Facebook page as well. All of these links are on the on that front page.
If I may, I actually have a little bit left to plug.
Of course,
because I am not just visiting as a representative of What's on Joe Mind. I'm also representing our Midwestern club, The Coil.
Of course,
and as you know, we did get through. We just got done with CoilCon 5 here in Indianapolis, and our exclusive set this year was a two-figure set that, and every year we try to, we have a theme going where we take a member of the coil.
Yeah.
We create a member of the coil. We set him up against some established faction within the Joe community, within the Joe continuity.
Yeah.
And what we did was we took the old Weaponsmith character out of Action Force comics. He had his one appearance and then got blown to smithereens.
Yeah.
And we basically said that, you know, Cobra left him for dead. He was a Cobra agent. Cobra left him for dead, but the Black Major sussed him out of the wreckage and brought him back as a member of the Red Shadows.
Cool.
And so we have a Red Shadows representative in our set. We sold all the way through these at our convention. We have one set left.
Cool.
And so what I'm doing is bringing that along. And I know there's a lot of high-ticket items out there. And so we figured what better way to get this back to, you know, to really hit home with this last set with number 50 out of 50. But, you know, let's bring it back to where it came from. And so what I'm doing is, and what we're doing for the club is, we are raffling it off.
Wow.
And so if 20 pounds is too much for one figure, 30 pounds is too much for one figure, we'll sell you a raffle ticket for 1 pound.
Nice.
And so it's not a guarantee, but it's a shot at
definitely
something that's very distinctive and very exclusive there.
That's awesome.
We've also got a couple of sets left that I'll be bringing. They are not part of the raffle, but we'll sell them at the club price from last year's set.
Cool.
We did motorcycles, Street Hawk versus our character Naja Booch.
Yeah, wicked.
Which is Indian for Ghost Serpent, and so we've got two of those sets left as well.
Brilliant.
And figured we'll bring those along and see what everybody wants. The price on those will probably be around
$250 trillion.
It will be at least less,
which is only 6 pounds.
So it will be less than 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
I can say that. Less than 1,000 pounds.
Wow. There's not much that's less than 1,000 pounds nowadays.
I'm about to say it's 1,000 pounds, I believe, is north of $1 million. but so we'll have two of those as well. If you're interested in those, Naja Boot was a character that went over very, very well.
Yeah, big time.
And, you know, he's part of kind of a big set. And so if there's a couple folks out there that want to join in the fun of what we have at CoilCon in the middle of Indiana, then we'll have those opportunities there for them as well.
Awesome, man. That's awesome. Thank you, Mike. There's one more exclusive we need to talk about. The guys at Good Leg Toys are also releasing an exclusive for the show, White Immortal on Action Force card back. Very cool looking figure, guys. Have you seen this yet?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's neat in the kind of 5 points of articulation kind of style.
Yep.
Yeah, very neat looking, you know, figure and everything. So again, that is a very cool exclusive from the guys at Good Leg Toys. They'll be there in their own little section as well, kind of, you know, with all of the stuff that they've done, you know, as well, that they'll probably be bringing a load of stuff to sell as well. Again, really nice guys, and cool to chat to as well, to kind of get some insight on what they're up to and what they're doing at the moment. And Eric, I believe you want to talk up some more stuff about Boss Fight before we leave.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, remind everyone that they'll, you know, the gang will be there all weekend from, you know.
But you won't.
I won't. I will not be there because the
Queen
has personally requested that I not enter the country again.
Criminal.
He's a criminal. Chin, boom, chin, boom, chin, boom. Yeah, get criminal.
He's a criminal. Chin, boom, chin, boom,
chin, boom. He's a criminal.
That's impressive, Chris.
You're welcome. We'll see how it sounds on the recording.
Yeah.
It probably won't sound good. It'll be like.
I think the technique comes from having to spit out stuff.
Yeah. Hot jets.
Hot jets.
In fact, that's gonna be my Action Force name. Hot jets.
Just your Action Force name?
Well, you know.
My handle. People were calling you that in Dallas well in advance.
Yeah.
No, his nickname there was Hot Man Fat McClane.
Hot Man Fat. Oh, sexy.
But yeah, the gang will be there all weekend. I believe we're doing two panels, one Sunday, one Saturday.
Awesome.
Where they will be showing some new hack stuff that has not been shown anywhere else ever.
Cool.
And we'll not be at the table. We'll only be at the panel. In the slideshow.
So excited.
And there'll be new images and stuff for series 2. There'll be stuff for series 3 only in the slideshow.
Yeah.
The sci-fi wave, and then there'll be fantasy stuff at the table, just illustrations and everything. There'll be new painted figures. Dave will be doing a sculpting demo again.
Body sculpture.
Yeah. Trina and Andrew will be doing sketches and stuff. We'll also have t-shirts and all that stuff to come by. Just talk about toys. We like talking about toys. So, you know, we're all nerds too. We like talking, you know,
if you can get past Eddie and myself, who will be probably taking up most of their time, then
hang just, with us in the room of Americans.
Exactly.
No. Make no mistake, Nick Whitmore will be bringing copious amounts of rum to the table as well.
Did you say
you'll
rum?
Have to get by him.
Did you say rum? I thought I misheard you then.
With an R.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, he'll have others. He'll have the other thing with him too, I'm sure.
Rum with a C.
He's heavy with male jelly.
Will he be able to carry it? His little baby.
Oh my goodness.
The head is 30. The body is 3 months old.
Oh my goodness.
I'm very sad that I won't be there this year. Mostly because I will miss Nick Whitmore.
I think we've lost Mike to the giggles.
It's like a f***ing hobbit. I'm off the bench. Spaggins or something.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Anywho.
Apart from that, he's alright.
Yeah, so coming back to Boss Fight, I can't wait to see everyone. It's going to be amazing, and I can't believe it's only like a week away. It feels quite insane that that's happened.
Yeah, it's nuts that it's only a few days away.
Oh god, it's making me feel scared of everything.
Why?
Well,
are you trembling?
Yeah, I'm trembling in my trousers. I know, obviously, Dave's not with us tonight. I don't mean he's dead. I mean...
horrible.
Yeah, that sounded horrible. Unfortunately, Dave couldn't be with us tonight. But he's under, you know, copious amounts of stress, and he's working night and day to try and sort this whole show and make it the amazing show that it's going to be. We will also be there, obviously, Eddie and myself and Dave, and we're going to be doing the kind of like a combination episode podcast kind of thing while we're there as well, with Mike, of course. I mean, Mike Irizarry, not obviously. We'll have mics as well. And we... Yeah, that would help.
Helps with the recording.
Exactly, helps with audio. Otherwise, it's just episodes of silence, which people would probably prefer, I think. I should probably not joke about that, otherwise that will be requested next time.
Show where you just talk less.
Get the free podcast, or you could download 4 hours of silence for a quarter.
Yeah, they will pay for it.
They
will pay for it. It's been great speaking to you guys again. I can't wait till next week, and it's going to be brilliant. Also, Eddie, I've got loads of stuff for you.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff for you, mate, that I have had for ages. since Dallas.
I did get a message from Jim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did he say that he's given you a present, or has he told you what it is?
He told me what it is.
Okay. Well, I've got it, and I was going to surprise you with it. But...
Jim Butel, host of Jim Butel Week on the Discovery Channel.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that after Shark Week?
That's all around Shark Week.
Oh, okay. Like Shart Week.
Shark Week has nothing for Jim Butel Week.
He's a better predator.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Saw that in Dallas, yes.
Big shout out to Jim Butel. He is the man, and he's been sending us goodies for like ages, and he's brilliant. So thank you, Jim.
We tease Jim, but Jim is truly one of the... I know, one of the very good people in the G.I. Joe community.
Big time. He is selfless, and he is...
Yes.
He's so nice. Like, he's just been sending us stuff, you know, like, constantly, just to kind of, like, you know, just because he's awesome. He probably wants paying for it. He probably wants paying for it. But I've just been not bothering, just saying he's a really nice guy.
He's like, he's not just one of the great guys in the community. He's actually just one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah, big time.
Like, great guy.
Yeah, just totally cool and
totally
awesome.
Deserving of all the fun we make.
Yeah. but yeah, Jim Butel, you're a legend, and I will help you with getting a couple of exclusives from the show, of course, and we'll send those out to you as soon as we can. Right, it's been an absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mike, for joining us from the road, which is that's got to be a podcast first for us. That has got to be a podcast first.
Hurtling across the state of Illinois.
Mike is always making history on podcasts, and he's continued to do that tonight. Thank you, Mike. Have a safe journey, buddy, and send our love to Rob and everybody that we know.
I will. I will try and send it to some people you don't know as well.
Great. And also say you know, send our love to Gary, Justin, and Chuck as well. Tell them we're going to miss him, that they're not coming out. And tell Gary that I'll be sending him all of the podcasts and stuff, so he needs to get his ass in gear.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing. We will be missing one of the great stories of last year's show. There was a bunch of us that went out to dinner after the show on Saturday. And it was pretty well the American contingent last year that went out after the show on Saturday.
Yeah.
And most of us stepped into a drugstore just to pick up some supplies and some odds and ends. And, you know, the Eric's kids needed some soda. So we got, you know, most of us are inside. And outside, the only ones who don't go in are Eric, Gary, and the legendary Big Al Godso.
Big Al EG.
Who I think that's who people are going to miss the most, I think, is Big Al Godso.
Big time.
Who I tried to get. His son wasn't even going. I was like, come on, Big Al. Come on, we got to go. We got to go, Big Al. And he didn't take the bait. But anyways, so we're all in the drugstore. And and we're in line, and in front of us are two ladies who are a little bit too well-dressed, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, like hookers.
Perhaps more of the escort variety.
Right, got you.
But yes. And, you know, like Trina's... Yeah, like Trina's trying to keep the kids away, and you know, Proctor and I are doing our best not to make eye contact, and we're just being very genial and very pleasant and trying not to make any waves. And then, of course, you know, they go away, and we step up, and we're paying for our stuff, so we get outside, and of course these two, say, evening ladies,
have
Eric, Gary, and Big Al cornered.
Wow. Wow.
One of them didn't have legs, and she was the cash and carry.
By cornered, I mean that was the best 25 pounds that I spent while I was there. And that includes the Doctor Who Museum.
My God.
It was one of those where I believe that they caught the group because of Big Al. They heard Big Al's accent.
Yeah.
His Americanism.
The most American man in the world.
Yeah. Exactly. That's him. He title.
It is like John Wayne, but he's dead, so that means Big Al has the crown.
The hell I will.
Is that a dagger I see before me?
You don't show your messing with, Pilgrim.
Your horse and drink your milk.
But instead you got Big Al, who, you know, born in Brooklyn, New York, raised in New England. So he's all every kind of, you know, loud stereotype from the East Coast of our country that you can mush together. You know, I'm telling you, because Gary, of course, got sick. So a lot of the time I was hanging out with Big Al. We've known one another before, so I wanted to make him feel comfortable.
Was it a sexual relationship?
You know, he's Big Al. He's Gary's dad. He doesn't know anybody else there in the whole country. I figured, well, I'll take care of Big Al. No, there's no taking care of Big Al.
Yeah,
Al was leading me around. But, man, slow down. These people want to talk to you too, man. You know. just an absolute blast to hang out with that guy, and I will miss not having him there.
Big time. Send him our regards as well for us, buddy, because, yeah, we had it. It was so nice meeting Big Ali G. It's a shame, obviously, all of the guys that we met at Dallas as well, you know, can't all come down. It would just be so nice to, you know, to have everyone come down. Obviously, it's never going to be the case. Also, thank you, Eric, for coming on, dude. Thanks for
no problem.
You know, thanks for Boss Fight Builds, for everything that you guys do for us.
Thank you for putting up with me.
Not at all. We really appreciate it. And, yeah, I'm just trying to kiss as much ass as possible, Eddie, at the moment.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you very much. And we'll see you, Mike, in a week or so. And Eric, can we get some sort of Skype going when we're over in Southampton?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll work something out.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Well, it's been a pleasure again. Thank you very much, guys. And we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye, literally, guys. Anytime.
As always, you can keep up with the show after listening to us by following on Twitter at TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can write to us via email on TheFullForce@allthecoolstuff.co.uk with feedback, questions, vicious scathing criticisms, or just insults. You can view content regarding the show on www.TheFullForce.com.
All the Cool Stuff is a proud sponsor of The Full Force. Come visit our store near the New Forest in Hampshire for the latest toy collectibles, including G.I. Joe, Transformers, Star Wars, Masters of the Universe, and Lego. We also stock a large inventory of vintage toys too, including Action Force, from loose figures and accessories to carded and boxed vehicles.
I can see the whites of their beady little eyes.
Looking to sell your toy collection? All the Cool Stuff will buy and convert your toys into cash. You can call the store within the UK on 01425 650 696, or if calling from outside the UK, don't forget to add the international dialing code first of 44. You can visit us online at www.allthecoolstuff.co.uk or email, if you have a specific inquiry, sales@allthecoolstuff.co.uk.
Boss Fight Studio are an independent design studio for toys and collectibles. For more information on Boss Fight Studio, you can visit their Facebook page on facebook.com/pages/boss-fight-studio and their Twitter page @BossFightStudio.